sepsis. It's relentless in the ICU. You're watching a critically ill patient with unstable vitals, trying to make life or death decisions with incomplete information and static scoring systems built in another era. Sound familiar? A paper that just dropped in NPJ Digital Medicine, March 2026, is proposing something different. Researchers built a machine learning model that doesn't just label patients as septic. It predicts how they'll actually deteriorate, and the accuracy is impressive enough to reshape critical care. Let me show you what they found and why it matters. Here's the elegant part. Sepsis patients don't all get sick the same way. Some recover fast, some crawl toward improvement, and some, tragically, keep spiraling no matter what we throw at them. Instead of asking, "Is this patient septic?" the team flipped the question. What's happening with this patient and where are they headed? They dug into their institutional data and tested it against two massive data sets, MIMIC-3 and EICU. Three distinct trajectories showed up. About 41.5% bounced back quickly. Classic rapid recovery. Another 36.4% improved slowly but steadily. Then there's the 22.1% who deteriorated despite our best interventions. The model could predict which trajectory a patient was on. And this is the crucial part, when they'd shift from one to another. The numbers are honestly compelling. Development cohort, AUROC hit 0, 92. Internal validation, 0, 89. MIMIC 3 external validation, 0, 84. EICU, 0, 77. So what does that look like in actual care? The model gave a median warning of 17, 6 hours before deterioration kicked in. That's not theoretical. That's a heads up more than half a day in advance. In sepsis, where every hour is oxygen, that's transformative. What stands out is something buried in their findings, reduced heart rate variability. We're talking standard deviation under 10 beats per minute, predicted mortality with an adjusted hazard ratio of 2.17. Heart rate variability signals autonomic dysfunction. And in sepsis, that dysregulation is a red flag for serious trouble ahead. But here's what really matters. They didn't just publish predictions on paper. They actually deployed the model in their ICU and tracked real outcomes. What happened? ICU length of stay dropped 1.8 days. Mechanical ventilation time fell 2.3 days, and 28-day mortality went down by 5.7%. Pause on that for a second. Every day off a ventilator is one closer to recovery, fewer ventilator-induced complications. Shorter ICU stays mean less resource drain, but more importantly, fewer days of critical illness. A 5.7% mortality drop? In a busy ICU, that's lives saved. The trajectory framework is fundamentally different from how we usually score risk. We're trained on static tools, SOFA, Q-S-O-F-A, SIRS. One calculation, one number, one decision. But sepsis evolves. Patients respond to antibiotics and fluids, or they resist them. Trajectory modeling captures that real-time movement. Here's where you are. Here's where this is heading. That's actionable in a way static scores just aren't. The validation across MIMIC-3 and EICU matters too. Different hospitals, different patient populations, different documentation styles. When the model held up, dipping from 0, 84 to 0, 77 between cohorts, but not falling apart. That suggests genuine generalizability, not local overfitting. Getting this to work clinically requires something technical. Trust. Your ICU team needs to believe in the model, weave it into their workflow, and actually respond to the alerts. The fact that they measured clinical impact tells you they cracked that organizational challenge. Honestly, that's often harder than the machine learning itself. Here's what strikes me. Machine learning in critical care is shifting from interesting research into clinically validated, deployed, systems. This paper exemplifies that shift. Strong sample sizes, solid external validation, real-world implementation with measurable benefits, and a conceptual framework, trajectories instead of static snapshots, that actually matches how sepsis unfolds. It's not replacing clinical judgment. Those 17. 6 hours aren't a prophecy, but it's a tool that gives us earlier warning of deterioration, more nuanced risk stratification, and a chance to intervene before things collapse. In a condition where timing determines survival, that's significant. If you work in critical care, read this. If you're building machine learning for healthcare, especially acute care, it's a masterclass in external validation and measuring real clinical impact. Work like this actually moves the needle.